WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The lyricist Sammy Kahn died Friday at the age of 79. He wrote so many wonderful songs, we wanted to remember him today. So we're going to hear a 1985 interview from our archives. First, a medley of just a few of his best-known songs.
I would work for you, slave for you, work my body to a grave for you. If that ain't love, it's got to do. Until the real thing come to know.
A meal is to shame. Please let me explain. By me, Mr. Shane, means your grave.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
You say the song begins, you speak, and I hear violins, it's magic.
Be my love.
Since this is the perfect spot to learn, trying to find somebody to teach me tonight.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too.
If that ain't love, it's got to do. Until the real thing comes along.
Some of the songs we couldn't fit into that medley include Let It Snow, Three Coins in the Fountain, I Should Care, I Fall in Love Too Easily, The Second Time Around, and Love and Marriage. Some of America's greatest pop and jazz singers have recorded Sammy Kahn's songs. Several of his songs were written for Frank Sinatra. Kahn had his most successful and enduring partnerships with composers Saul Chaplin, Julie Stein, and Jimmy Van Heusen. Kahn wrote songs quickly and on demand for big bands, vaudeville, movies, and pop singers. Whenever he was commissioned to write a song for a particular singer, he would insist on performing it for them to show them what he had in mind when he wrote it. When it was time to demonstrate a song for a great singer, Kahn never lacked confidence, even if the singer was Frank Sinatra.
I sing the song for the first time, and I stand in front of Sinatra, and I am a lethal demonstrator. I'm lethal. I don't know if you understand the true meaning. When I stand in front of you and take my posture, I am ready. I know my part. And if you have any sense of words and music, first of all, I wouldn't stand in front of you to begin with unless I was ready. And I will say to you, we have the song for so-and-so. For instance, one of the most memorable moments of demonstrating songs is when I sang the songs to Our Town. Our Town for the first time. I'll never forget, we came and we sang to him. It was kind of around twilight time. I'll never forget. It was kind of quiet, with no one around, just him sitting in an easy chair. And when Sinatra reflects, he rolled the bottom of his thumb over his lower lip. And that's how he reflects. And his highest praise is, yeah, yeah, high praise. And he doesn't turn down a song, never has.
Did he ever want to change a lyric that you wrote?
Only one time.
Which one was that?
That's in the song, one of my very, very favorite songs, The Last Dance. We started the idea of writing an opening song for an album and a closing song for an album. Like Come Fly With Me. Opens with Come Fly With Me, of course, and the closing song, which is It's Nice to Go Traveling. So, and then we wrote Come Dance With Me. And then we needed a closing song. And we quickly discovered that Irving Berlin, the legendary Irving Berlin, I discovered that he'd written every song you can possibly write about dancing. Cheek to Cheek, Change Partners, I'm Putting On My Top Hat. So usually I write a song very, very swiftly, but here I am and I can't come up with the last song. Finally I turned to Van Heusen one day, I said, has there ever been a song called The Last Dance? And Van Heusen, who's very, very familiar with the literature of songs, said, no. It'd been the Save the Last Waltz for me, but not the last. I said, sit down. I said, it's the last dance. We've come to the last dance. They're dimming the lights down. They're hoping we'll go. It's obvious they're aware of us, the pair of us, alone on the floor. But I want to hold you like this forevermore. So Sinatra is recording this song. And I had lines that they're wondering just when will we leave, but till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance, each beat of the last dance, and save me the first dance in your dreams tonight. So it, when you speak, you would say, they're wondering just when we will leave. You wouldn't say, they're wondering just when will we leave. So he said, they're wondering just when we will leave. I said, no, it isn't. If I hold it. I said, they're wondering just when will we leave, but till we leave. He said, what kind of cockamamie word is... I said, no one speaks like that. I said, no. I said, no one speaks like that, but we aren't speaking, Frank, are we? We're singing, aren't we, Frank? And that's the only time we ever kind of good-naturedly quarreled about a line.
We're listening to a 1985 interview with lyricist Sammy Kahn. He died on Friday. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. I guess this lyricist Sammy Kahn, if you're just joining us. Let's talk about some of the tools of the trade. You've written a rhyming dictionary. Did you actually use one? Would you ever use one when
I
you
always
writing?
Had a rhyming dictionary.
Yeah?
For the composer. That's the truth.
Really?
I always felt that if I couldn't think of the word, I shouldn't use it. But the composer used to say to me, every time I was writing, the composer used to say to me, you have a rhyming dictionary? I said, sure, here it is. Give it to the composer.
Right, I get it. Are there words that you really avoid because you know they're unrhymable?
No, every word is rhymable. Rhymable, rhymable. Take a simple name like Nicholas. You can rhyme it with ridiculous if you aren't too meticulous. You know, every word's rhymable.
Is there a song that you've written that you're proudest of the rhymes you were able to come up with?
Yes, the one I tell everyone, the one I'm very, very proud of is Call Me Irresponsible. Simply because I am wont to say, and it's not as facetious as it sounds, is that it has five-syllable words in it. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. I said five-syllable words from a fellow who came from a one-syllable neighborhood.
You know what I love in that song? Throw in undependable, too. I love the throw in. How did you get that?
It's
so vernacular.
But every song, as I say in the rhyming dictionary, every song, the title dictates the architecture of the song. If you say the title is Call Me Irresponsible, dot, 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 that's the architecture. Now, that song started off, Call Me Irresponsible, Call Me Undependable, Throw in Unreliable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? While I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable, tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible, yes, I'm undependable, but it's undeniably true. I said, you know, Jim, if I had unreliable down there, undeniable coming after unreliable would be better. So we switched the two lines on top. I call that neatening up a song. So we changed the two lines on top, so I would have, call me irresponsible, yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. That's called graceful and very gratifying to the ear.
Do you think of your songs as having any Yiddish influence in it or Yiddish inflection in the lyrics?
I doubt it. What my songs have is a naturalness. You can call that anything you want, but I would not write a line that wouldn't be. If you pick up a song of mine, it will not stay in your mouth. It'll sing easily. Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long... It'll flow out of your voice. It's almost like you'll be singing it almost without wanting to. And then someone once thought they were, what's the word, putting me down, but paid me one of my rare compliments. The trouble with Sammy Conn, he writes the way people talk.
Sammy Conn, recorded in 1985. He died Friday at the age of 79.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's make it in the blue.
This is Fresh Air.